Today we have, there's a bunch of actually saints that are optional for today. One of them is Blessed Miguel Augustine Pro. I always have to get his name right in the order in my head. But he was a Jesuit priest in the early 1900s, and he was alive during the Mexican Revolution. And he just happened to be one of those priests that was, he was a good and holy priest, really, that served his people well. And then because of the Mexican Revolution at the time when things had come up, there was great persecution of the clergy during that time. And then he was even accused of assassinating, I forget, it was either a public official or maybe even the president. I can't quite remember off the top of my head. But he obviously he did not do it. Him and his brother were accused of doing so. And so he ended up being sentenced to death eventually by a firing squad. And they said, you know, that just heroically, he didn't wear a blindfold and he stood before his accusers with a crucifix in one hand and a rosary in the other with his arms outstretched and forgave all of those who were about to execute him. In our gospel today, you know, the martyrdom is giving everything, kind of like the widow's mite, you know, her giving everything, not giving of her surplus. But this is, it's a tough gospel. We live, generally speaking, we live in a time of the most prosperity the world has ever really seen. And so even those who are without aren't without in the same way that they were sometimes in these time frames that we read about in the gospel. There's a lot more resources around these days, and so it's really difficult. Now, that's why I think that when we hear this gospel, it's a reminder to us that we have to really whittle ourselves down kind of every day and give of ourselves every day to Christ because of the abundance that we really have and that we're surrounded by. Our basic needs are well met, generally speaking. But to keep looking at ourselves in a daily way and see, like, what is it that I need to whittle down that's a part of me? You know, whether it's a material thing, things that we have in our house, or maybe just an aspect of our personality, our pride, arrogance, some sort of sin that we're not letting go or we can't seem to let go. But that should be a question that, as Catholics, we ask ourselves daily. Every day, it's just like, Lord, how do I give myself to you completely? What is it that I need to get rid of? What is it I need to strip down of myself to be closer to you? In that way, if we could at least ask that question every day, then it becomes kind of, like I said, a whittling down, like somebody whittles down wood until it gets to the form that you want it to be. And that really is our Christian life. It's a formation. It's in formation is painful. You think about like sculptors sculpting clay, whittlers whittling wood, a metal worker hammering the steel into place. It usually takes a lot of pain to form us into the ones that we want to be. And then the ultimate thing that we can do to give everything is to give our life, especially in the example of these martyrs. We also celebrate Pope St. Clement I, who we hear very early on in the Roman canon in Eucharistic Prayer number 1. And it was said that he was ordained a bishop by St. Peter himself. So, you know, he was also martyred for the faith in these early times of the church. And so anytime we wear red and we celebrate a martyr, it's that great reminder that these saints have given everything for the Lord, their very life. And the Lord says, you know, there's no greater gift than to lay down your life for your friends. And so we're always reminded of that. So maybe that's the question for every one of us, me included. What is it that I need to whittle down off of my life today, tomorrow, and the next day so that I can give everything to Christ, so that I can get closer to him and then actually form myself closer to him, his image? God bless you all.